Hey there, you've reached Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So sorry we can't take your call right now, but please leave a message after the beep.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished, press pound.
Hi, this is Apollo Ghost. This is Amanda.
Adrian. This is Robbie.
You are listening to Phone Bill on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia.
All right. Our first song up that we have is by an artist named Beverly Glenn Copeland, a song called Evernew. And yeah, this is probably one of my favorite artists of late. Got to meet Beverly Glenn last year. Was it last year at Sappy? Which was pretty Sappy Fest in New Brunswick, which was awesome. And even though he doesn't know me or anything like that, I walked up to him at the festival and said, "Hey, Beverly Glenn, you know you're just such a wonderful artist, and I loved your show so much." And he took my arm and he took my hand and he said, "It was because you were there." And then went back to his watching the show. So very cosmic, very beautiful person, and let's start the show that way, hey? Okay.
Softly turn to sing again. summer rain softly turn to sing again. Welcome the bud, the summer blooming flower. Welcome the child whose hand I hold. Welcome to you, both young and old. We are ever new, we are
by Be Afraid. Oh, I'm stoked. It's going to be good. Don't be afraid.
I saw Allie drive by in a car today.
Well, really? What was she, yeah. Did she wave at you? Or?
She did. Gal was driving.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He's no bird brain.
No.
He's a smart guy. Get ready, bird brain. Be afraid.
Thank you. goes, it comes. It goes, it comes, it goes, it comes, it goes, it comes, it goes, it comes, it goes. There's left no room for the quiet. There's no room for the judgment. Not here, not here, not anywhere.
All right, that was Eves Jarvis. I felt the evening come through the window. Another fantastic Canadian artist that you should check out if you haven't. And next up, we have a little Vancouver band called Dumb and the song Club Nights. We were supposed to go and play a show this spring break up in... Where were we going to go play, Robbie? Where? What little town?
We were going to make the voyage up to Smithers, B.C.
That's right. And you have some experience sort of up in that area of B.C., don't you, Robbie?
I do.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, when I was 19 years old, I embarked on a bit of a tree planting venture.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So we were all stoked to go up there and relive some of Robbie's. Well, he told us a lot about the town, so we were excited to go. But That's okay.
About 100 trees. 100 trees in Smyrna.
100? Well, maybe we could have gone and checked them out.
probably bad.
So,
that's
pretty
bad numbers, Robbie. 100 trees?
That was awful.
So yeah, Dumb and our band, the Ghosts, were gonna go to that little town and have a wild night, but it wasn't meant to be. But you know what? Those air tickets are still good to December 31st, 2020. So you never know. All right, next song, Club Nights, Dumb.
Down, down, down. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, who must we must stay.
Crackdown is coming to CITR. Starting August 30th, CITR will be airing the award-winning podcast about Vancouver's overdose crisis, told by drug user activists and supported by research. Crackdown is hosted by celebrated documentarian and longtime drug user Garth Mullins. Catch Crackdown every Friday morning at 8 a.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM.
So I picked up this record, I think at Red Cat, and our record player wasn't working. We didn't have an amp or something like that, and it took us forever to get around to getting an amp. So I bought the record just because the cover is beautiful, and if you read on the back, that the artist is a Tlingit fellow who's from Alaska and flew down to Seattle in the 70s to record this record with members of Redbone. So the record sat on our shelf for like a year. I didn't get around to playing it because it took us that long to get an amp. So then we finally did get an amp. So then I finally opened up the record and put it on. I had no idea what to expect. And that was the first song on the first side of the record. It was not what I was expecting, but I loved it, and I think it's an amazing song. So that was Take It Easy.
All right, next up we have a song by the fabulous Nick Kurgovich. The song is called Rosemary. And I would say maybe like about 2 years ago, around 2 years ago, I was around this time, and I was walking by Nick's house, and I saw him out there, and he was looking pretty bummed out, and I was like, hey, Nick, how's it going? And he's like, I'm not doing too well. He just had a pretty bad breakup. So went for a walk, and he was in the midst of writing this record that Rosemary is on called Ouch. And, yeah, it was just like a really nice it was nice to talk to him about it and sort of, you know, we had some beers, and then he let me play guitar on one of his tracks, and some other friends were playing on the tracks, and he put out what I think is probably one of his best records. And yeah, so check it out. It's called Rosemary. Beautiful song. Nick Kurgovich, genius songwriter. Sing and do a little dance.
Okay, that was Dark Blue by Caroline. Next song is by Wings, called Mrs. Vanderbilt. I probably listened to the song about 800 times this year. I would bet that I probably listened to the song more than any other human being on the planet. my daughter, Betty, there was a period where she just would only listen to this song. So whenever I would put another song on, she would go, and take us back to this song. So I want to share the love, and all of you can listen to this song too.
꿈을 피뛰어 방어해
CITR 101.9. I'm Robbie from Apollo Ghosts, and you're listening to Phone Bill. The last song was by Gruff Rhys, called Pang. Gruff is a Welsh songwriter, one of my favorite songwriters from the band Super Furry Animals, and last year he released a Welsh album called Pang. And Amanda?
Well, and the next, I was going to ask what Pang means, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, Pang, I looked this up, actually, in preparation. It means, like, it's, like, a short, like, emotion, a feeling. Like, it can be, like, a good thing or a bad thing. Mm. I think in Gruff's eyes, it's, like, a bad thing because he's reflecting, he's reflecting on the world. Yeah.
This next song, I think, is sort of also similarly very much an anthem for our current time. It's a song by Non La called Go Out, Stay In. Mostly all we can really do these days is stay in. This is one of the songs that Adrian covered. Apollo Ghost put it out. We pitched in a bit, but it is very much an Adrian Teacher project where he put out an album of local band covers, and this is one of the songs that was on that album. So this next song is "Go Out, Stay In" by Non La.
that was Forgotten Eyes by Big Thief from their excellent record. They released two records actually last year. This is from the second one. Yeah. Next song, Home to You by Kate LeBon.
Thank you.
nostalgia's the worst. Who even needs to give a fuck about the 90s anymore? Yet I can't get enough of it. Remove my bones and shove me back inside my parents' VCR. Guess I got what I wanted.
Curmudgeon by Devours. Ooh, another curmudgeon from the island. That's me. You know that I grew up in the same small town as our local hero, Devours. Yes, and I'm OBC. And we're going to say goodbye here, and we're going to go out on an awesome song by Nice Apple. Isn't it nice to have a little apple at the end of a meal, right? You know, it's like a nice little sweet treat. This is a song called Hard to Know, and I don't know, what else should we say, gang? We're Apollo Ghosts, we're from here. We haven't played rock and roll for a long time. We're jamming tomorrow, right?
We have been jamming safely and with distance. Yeah. Distance.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I've been doing the whole time we've been recording this?
I don't know.
I have a role playing game on the go with some local musicians, including Shammy from Soft Death, and DJ Skitty Smith, and Tommy Tone.
Oh yeah, Tommy
and,
Tone.
Yeah. And Ian, and so I have I'm drawing my new character. It's a mutant whose mouth is in their belly.
Cool.
It's just the luck of the dice roll.
There you go. How about you, Robin? What are you drawing or not drawing?
I was just following the script very closely. I didn't want to come across as, you know, like I wasn't prepared.
Oh, you know what? Hey, which band is always first to show up to the show? The Ghosts, always there early, knocking on the door even though the venue's not open yet, trying to get a sound check when we don't really need one. That's us.
I think I phoned at 6:59. We were scheduled to call in at 7. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, well, that's showbiz.
It's extremely rock and roll to be that punctual.
Right.
Never been there before, didn't fit yet. Records keep getting replayed as the Lynn helped punctuate me, opening the door to another reason to go to any other opportunity or a possible field of study, another read. But I don't have the best grammar when I talk. My sentences seem to go
your call cannot be completed as dialed, please consult your directory and call again or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording.